Blackstone Audio presents Memory and Dream by Charles DeLint. Dedicated to the memory of Ron Nance. I'm gonna miss you, pal. The leaves are coming down, another circle going round, reminding me of you and brighter times. When I got the news, I cried, and later realized I'll carry a part of you for all my life. Kaya Hartwood, from No Goodbyes, No Regrets. Night hovers all day in the boughs of the fir tree. Ralph Waldo Emerson, from Experience, 1844. Our dreams make us large. Jack Kirby, from an interview on Prisoners of Gravity, TV Ontario, broadcast January 7, 1993. Memory and Dream. The reading woman sits by the window, lamplight falling over her shoulder onto the book. It is the book that glows, a golden bath of lemon yellow faintly touched with orange, surrounded by violet shadows. The glow of the book casts a soft light onto the woman's features, a soft light and softer shadows, and sets the tangle of her hennaed hair aflame. It is possible to see diminutive figures in the shadows, crouching on the arms of the chair to peer at the words in the pages of the woman's book, peeping out from in between the curls of her red hair. Tinier shapes still, not quite the size of mosquitoes, hover in the lamplight. Some are silhouetted against the curve of her throat and the shadow of her nose, others against the faint spray of freckles on brow and